Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a BreakLab style fill saturate move for old school jungle and DnB vibes. In this session, we're going to take a breakbeat, shape a short fill at the end of a phrase, and give it that gritty, energetic, DJ-friendly lift that makes a loop feel alive. The big idea here is simple. Instead of repeating the same drum loop forever, we create a little turn at the end of an 8-bar section, then push it with saturation, smart editing, and just enough movement to make it feel finished. This is one of those drum and bass tricks that sounds small, but it has a huge impact on the overall vibe. In DnB and jungle, the listener is always following energy. If the drums never change, the track can start to feel flat, even if the bassline is strong. A good fill gives the phrase a reset. It tells the ear, something's about to happen. That's what makes it so useful in DJ tools, rollers, and old-school style arrangements. Let's start by loading a breakbeat loop into Ableton. For this kind of vibe, a tempo around 170 to 174 BPM works great, but if you want a slightly more old-school jungle feel, you can sit a little lower or just keep the groove loose and swingy. If you don't have a break loop handy, you can build a simple one from stock drum hits, kick, snare, hats, and maybe a ghost note or two. The important thing is that the break has enough rhythmic detail to chop and edit. Now place the break in arrangement view and think in phrases. We want the main groove to play for most of the section, then use the last bar or even the last half bar as the fill. A really beginner-friendly approach is to let bars 1 through 6 or 7 stay mostly stable, then use bar 8 for the turnaround. Keep it short. In jungle and DnB, a fill often works best like punctuation, not like a whole second groove. Next, split the break into editable pieces. In Ableton, you can use CMD or Ctrl plus C to cut at the grid points where you want more control. Focus on the snare before the fill, the last half bar, and the final hit before the loop restarts. Don't feel like you need to completely rebuild the drum pattern. Often, the best results come from just nudging one hit earlier, duplicating a snare, or adding a tiny ghost note before the turnaround. That small shift can create a lot of urgency. Now let's add some grit with saturator. Put saturator on the drum track, or if you want cleaner control, duplicate the track and process only the fill layer. Start gently. Try a drive setting around plus 3 to plus 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then lower the output, so you can compare the processed sound to the original at a similar level. That's important, because saturation can trick your ears into thinking louder is automatically better. What we're really listening for is attitude, density, and weight. A good beginner move is to automate the saturator so it only gets stronger on the fill. Keep the main loop a little cleaner, then push the drive up on the last bar. That contrast makes the fill feel like a real event instead of just constant distortion. In dark DnB, contrast is everything. If every bar is maxed out, nothing feels special anymore. If you want more body and edge, add drum bus after saturator. Keep it subtle. A little drive and a touch of transient shaping can make the break feel more solid, but don't crush the life out of it. Another option is using compressor or glue compressor on the drum bus. Aim for light gain reduction, just enough to keep things together without flattening the groove. Old school jungle drums often feel energetic and slightly unstable, and that movement is part of the charm. Now clean up the tone with EQ8. Saturation often adds extra low mid buildup and can make the top end a bit harsh, so this step really matters. Start with a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove subrumble. If the fill sounds boxy, make a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. If the saturation gets sharp, try dipping a little around 3 to 6 kHz. And if you want a touch more air on the hats, you can add a tiny boost in the high end, but be careful not to make it too shiny. The bass line usually owns the sub in DnB, so the break should stay punchy, not muddy. Here's a really useful old-school trick. Resample the fill. This is one of the best ways to get that authentic jungle feel. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and record the last bar of your fill with the processing already applied. Once it's recorded, chop that audio into a new clip. You can reverse one hit, stretch a snare tail a little, or fade the end into the next phrase. The big advantage here is that the saturation becomes printed into the audio, which gives it a more real, hands-on character. That's very much part of classic jungle workflow. Now let's automate a final lift. You only need one or two automation moves to make this feel intentional. Good choices are saturator drive, EQ movement, reverb send, filter frequency, or even a small track volume bump. For example, you could raise the saturator drive from plus 3 to plus 7 dB over the last bar, then return it to normal on the downbeat. You could also add a tiny reverb tail or a subtle filter opening on the final snare. If you use auto filter, try a gentle low pass opening so the fill feels like it's opening up into the next section. Keep it subtle. You want tension, not a giant festival riser. Now think about the arrangement like a proper DNB phrase. A clean structure might be intro, build, drop, then a fill at the end of the 8-bar phrase, followed by a new drum variation or bass response. In a roller, the fill can act like a subtle reset every 8 bars. In old-school jungle, it can lead into a chopped break switch or a bass stab. In darker modern DNB, it can bridge into a heavier re-entry. Whatever style you're aiming for, the fill should help the track move forward, not just add noise. Then check everything in context. This is super important. Don't judge the fill by soloing it forever. Play it with the bass line and the rest of the track. Ask yourself, does the kick still punch through? Is the snare too bright? Does the sub disappear when the fill arrives? Does the saturation make the drums feel louder, or just dirtier? If the fill sounds exciting on its own but messy with bass, simplify it and back off the processing a little. In DNB, impact usually comes from contrast and timing, not from piling on more and more effects. Also, remember this, a tiny timing shift can do more than another plugin. Nudging a snare or ghost hit a few milliseconds earlier can create urgency instantly. That's often more effective than adding extra distortion. Think of the fill as a punctuation mark. It should interrupt the phrase just enough to reset attention. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't saturate the whole drum loop unless you really want that sound. Usually it's better to automate the fill or process a separate fill layer. Second, don't make the fill too long. One bar or even half a bar is often enough. Third, don't let the saturation destroy the snare transient. If that happens, reduce the drive and bring back some punch with drum bus or compression. Fourth, always check the sub relationship. The break should leave room for the bass. And fifth, keep the drums reasonably centered unless you're deliberately adding width for an effect. In DJ tools especially, clean low end and solid mono compatibility matter a lot. If you want to push this further, try a few variations. Make a clean version with minimal processing, a medium grit version with moderate saturation and a small edit, and a harder version with resampled audio and a more obvious turnaround. Then compare them in the same 8-bar loop with bass underneath. You'll quickly hear which version works best for intro mixing, which one hits hardest for the drop, and which one gives you the most old-school jungle flavor. Here's your quick practice goal. Load a break at around 170 to 174 BPM, make an 8-bar loop, split the final bar, add one extra snare or break chop, put saturator on it with about plus 4 to plus 6 dB of drive and soft clip on, high pass around 30 Hz with EQ8, automate the drive so it rises only on the last bar, and then resample that fill once. Compare the resampled version to the original and choose the one that feels most musical and mix ready. If you can build just one strong saturated break fill, you've already got a powerful tool for old-school jungle, rollers, and darker DNB arrangement flow. Keep it tight, keep it punchy, and remember, in this style, a little grit in the right place goes a very long way.